The power sharing agreement has restricted councillors like myself and a couple of others from asking the very important questions and holding the council executive to account for the many issues. I mean, I can give you an example of the three grants that are available for housing, such as the older age grant, the disability grants, and the mobility grants. They have not increased in the 5 years of this council with in line with inflation, and they have not increased with in line with the cost of living crisis that we're all suffering from. So that's a good example of the lack of transparency and accountability by that power sharing agreement, which I'm not part of.
But are those rates not set in Dublin rather than Lifford? I mean, I seem to recall members of all parties calling for that to be increased.
The council members should be highlighting this as a group of 37 councillors, forcing the TDs in this county to raise those issues in the Dáil Éireann, especially the government ministers and government TDs, to ensure that we're getting the proper grant funding for the likes of housing needs for people, especially people who are now retired and they might need the work that is necessary done to their home, which they can't afford to do under the current grant schemes because it doesn't meet the criteria for means testing. It doesn't meet the criteria of the cost it is now to do these renovation jobs because labour has doubled. The cost of materials, some materials have actually quadrupled. And these are issues that should be debated on the floor of the council chamber. But because of the lack of political will to hold the council executive and to hold government accountable as protecting the state from dealing with these type of issues on a daily basis where people are much in need of these grants that they're not getting.